This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Obama was down in Dallas a couple of weeks ago for the opening of the George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Mr. Obama still has 3 years yet, but soon he, too, is going to have to decide where he is going to put his presidential papers and museum and foundation. Chicago's a natural choice, being the birthplace of his career in politics, but the president's actual birthplace wants in on the action, too, for the prestige, of course, but also the economic benefits. And Honolulu is mounting an unusually high-profile campaign to get in on it. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story.
Hawaii may not be able to compete with Chicago's Middle American location, but standing at the proposed beachfront site, I got views not found on Lake Michigan, including Pacific Waves and Diamond Head's iconic peak. The area's name has the vowel richness one expects from Hawaii. It's called Kaka'ako.
It's the kind of last underdeveloped swath of urban coastline in Honolulu.
University of Hawaii Professor Robert Perkinson is leading the effort to land a presidential center. It's a public bid, unusual when most presidential centers are put together outside the spotlight. Organizers have secured a prime piece of land worth $75 million. Perkinson likes to point out the site's also one of Hawaii's best spots for body surfing, a pastime of the president. Having a presidential center could give people a reason to spend more time and money on the island.
8 million people a year come to Hawaii. When it rains, they're often looking for something educational and enlightening to do.
That's part of a bigger hope that a center could spark development, the way the Clinton Library did for Little Rock, bringing jobs and more than 300,000 visitors a year. The construction alone would be a major boost. The recently opened George W. Bush Presidential Center cost $250 million.
You guys brought the cone or the cup?
Honolulu economist Paul Brubaker has his doubts. He suggested we meet at Island Snow, the shaved ice shop the president visits each winter. Brubaker would love to see the Presidential Center in Hawaii, but says the economic impact could be overstated.
I think it's important here in Hawaii for people to keep pushing to achieve, you know, the dream, but maybe to temper their expectations.
Even those backing the bid realize Hawaii's location makes it an underdog to Chicago.
I think the thought was that the former presidential library would be in Chicago.
That's Jim Scott, president of Punahou School. Among the elite school's alumni, Barry Obama. A presidential library needs to be easily accessible to scholars and visitors. Advantage Chicago. That's why Honolulu's leaders named their public campaign the Hawaii Presidential Center Initiative.
If you called it a library, there might be only one library. Whereas with a center, that concept is a little bit broader.
Connie Lau is CEO of banking and energy company Hawaiian Electric Industries, the most prominent business leader supporting the presidential center. She can see the proposed site from the commanding heights of her 30th floor office.
You know, in Hawaii, land is so precious that to have a site like this, something very, very special should be done with it.
Even if the library doesn't rise there, the offices of an Obama foundation or educational program could. Jim Scott says Honolulu would be a great place for the president to work.
He could spend his winters in Hawaii, and Chicago's in spring and the summer.
Take President Clinton. His library is in Arkansas and foundation in New York, but Arkansas is where he's really from.
President Obama is an unusual case because he really does have roots in Hawaii and in Illinois, and that is rare.
University of Louisville professor Ben Huffbauer studies presidential libraries. He points to Ronald Reagan. He was born in Illinois, but a Reagan library outside California was unthinkable.
There was just no question that that's where his presidential library would be. And for most presidents, that's the case.
But like a lot of Americans today, President Obama can credibly call more than one state home. He hasn't said where he'll put his library or any part of a presidential center. Hawaii's leaders hope at least some of it lands here. In Honolulu, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.